Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the SVT program manager on the just introduced 2015 Ford Raptor. That's going to be right off the bat. Also coming up a little later on in this hour of the broadcast, John Crayman from Mecum Auctions. You also hear John as one of the commentators on the NBC Sports Network when they're covering the Mecum Auctions, and they've got a big one coming up February 27th and 28th in Las Vegas. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. The number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@boblongradio.com. Well, joining us on the lines right now to tell us all about the all-new 2015 Raptor, it's my pleasure to welcome Tony Greco, who is the SVT program manager on the new vehicle. Hey there, Tony. Thank you very much for your time. How you doing? We so appreciate you being with us here today.
Always great to get on the radio and talk about this fantastic product that we're very, very proud of.
Let's talk a little bit about the success story of the Raptor. When you go back in Ford history, back into the 80s when we had the SVO Mustang, and then certainly throughout the 90s and all of the products under the SVT badge from the Mustangs and the Cobras and the Focus and the Lightning pickup truck. Surprisingly enough, and this will surprise a lot of our listeners, the biggest seller of all these limited production vehicles has indeed been the Ford Raptor, the first generation of the Raptor. Did this surprise members of the team?
Well, certainly. I mean, you know, if you kind of look back at the history of the trucks that have come out of the of what today is now Ford Performance, the SVT umbrella has kind of gone away. We've revealed that just a few months ago. And if you look at the history, obviously the Lightning was just all about speed, and that was a truck that was incredibly fun to drive, supercharged, really, really neat truck, but really built for the track, you know, built for speed. And then, you know, we kind of had some ideas of what we wanted the next generation truck within kind of the performance world at Ford to be. And we came up with something that we thought was a niche type vehicle that would be appealing to a new type of customer, a white space, if you will, that kind of brought in the off-road aspect to a product that we hadn't really done before. So back when its original kind of thought to, you know, like, hey, we thought this is our next kind of thing, you know, low volume, and here we go, you know, first generation Raptor. And that was kind of the first of many surprises along the way to kind of today where we're releasing basically, or where we've kind of now shown and released footage and pictures and of what the next generation Raptor will be.
That's great. I remember when the original Raptor was debuted in Las Vegas at the Specialty Equipment Market Association show. It blew everybody away, and now the all new Raptor, shown at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, has also blown everybody away. Of course, working with a brand new platform, the 2015 F-150. We'll talk about that, but let's talk about the the power plant. I mean, the previous generation Raptor had a large displacement V8 engine putting out some pretty serious ponies, but you guys have gone with this new Raptor, the second generation, to a high-performance version, a high-output version of the 3.5-liter EcoBoost engine.
Yeah, that's correct, Bob. And we feel quite comfortable with that decision. I know that we had some pretty big numbers coming out of the 6.2, and we fielded a lot of questions on the decision to come over to the EcoBoost engine. But the EcoBoost is really something we believe in, and it's becoming our flagship engine within the company. It's something that we plan to offer on every product line, not just the performance vehicles. And we feel like it's the right decision for this next generation Raptor. We have said that we will exceed the power numbers of the previous 6.2-liter V8, and we're also coupling this with a new 10-speed transmission. So it's really a really step up. The powertrain of this truck is really a step up from the last generation. Really kind of offers you both power and efficiency.
Yeah, the best of both worlds and a remarkable 10-speed transmission, as you pointed out. Let's talk a little bit about the frame on the vehicle. Vehicle architecture is so important, and I understand that you guys have really put a whole lot of emphasis on the frame of this new Raptor.
The frame for the first this is basically a truck that's built on the same line as the all aluminum F-150, and in the past we've used a frame that was from that would have been on an equivalent wheelbase for an F-150 and then modified it accordingly to enable our capability. But we've learned a lot from generation to generation over the years, and so these frames now are built from the same high-strength steel that the all-aluminum F-150 will be built with, but of course they're modified and really kind of reinforced and made to be robust enough to handle all of the off-road capability that we want to offer the customer. And the frame is really a neat story because we now in the F-150 world really have unique frames for Raptor, and that's a really cool thing. That's not an easy thing to bring in to an existing mass production assembly plant, but that kind of also kind of tells you how we all collectively feel within the company about this product.
For the enhanced off-road capability, I understand dimensionally the Raptor is a little bit different than the 2015 F-150. Tell us a little bit about some of those subtle nuances, changes in width, etc.
Well, the width is obviously something that's key for our customers. The truck has to have a certain stance, and so it's 6 inches wider than the outgoing Raptor, and that's something obviously that's in the DNA of the truck. To get to that, obviously the architecture has to be built to enable that, and so we spend a lot of time developing our frame, tweaking our frame to make sure that it we can get that right handling and stability in the extreme off-road type of scenarios. Our suspension is very much in the same boat. We spend a lot of time. We have some really, really dedicated and very professional engineers that are taking and constantly making that suspension the very best that it can be to again enable that extreme kind of performance that the and capability that our customers have come to expect.
Of course, one of the big stories for the 2015 F-150 is the aluminum body panels, which is a real game changer and a first for a truck in the industry. When we come back from our upcoming break, we'll talk about these aluminum body panels and how they help the Raptor. And, of course, we encourage any listeners, if you have a question for us, our telephone is 855-660-4261, or if you prefer the digital means, I'm watching it as we speak here. It's bob@boblongradio.com. We'll take a quick pit stop for some important messages and then more with Tony Greco from Ford's Performance Division, the program manager.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard this?
Auto World rolls on across North America on great radio stations like WCFO in Atlanta, all of our other great affiliate stations, and everybody listening worldwide at GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Tony Greco is with us. He is from Ford's Performance Division, the program manager on the just-revealed all-new 2015 Ford Raptor, the second generation. And before that break, I was talking a little bit about the aluminum body panels, which is so much a part of the story of the 2015 F-150. And, Tony, I'm curious as to what these aluminum body panels bring to the Raptor as far as advantages and how the team worked with the aluminum body panels to make this an even better off-road vehicle.
So I guess where I should start with this aluminum discussion is to give a lot of credit to the core F-150 all aluminum team, which we're a part of as well. But to think that you can kind of develop you can take the number one selling nameplate in America for the last 38 years and convert it from a steel body to an all aluminum is a pretty amazing thing. And so when we then kind of develop the Raptor, we're inheriting a fantastic truck. And yes, as you said, it is all aluminum, and there's a ton of advantages, primarily, for weight, and that brings efficiency, it brings fuel economy, it brings a lot of things. And I encourage your listeners to have a look at the web clip that's on our website. They did a really cool thing where they kind of compared, here, you don't think it's strong enough? We're going to compare the old steel with the new aluminum, and they had golfers and professional baseball players and hockey players firing their respective balls and pucks at those at the bed, and kind of see what damage is done in both scenarios. And it's a pretty neat thing to see how aluminum behaves.
Oh, that's great.
And so then when you take the aluminum, cab that we inherit, and you then put our kind of exterior dressing to make it a Raptor, it really is a neat thing, because we're giving them more power in the engine, we're giving them a more efficient transmission, and we're giving them a reduction of 500 pounds from the outgoing Raptor. And that really is, you never really get that kind of offering from a next generation vehicle. I've never seen it, being in this industry a long time. I've never seen you get more power, more efficiency, and lighter all at the same time with significant numbers. So we really feel that the next gen Raptor is really bringing a lot to the table. And of course, a truck that is running, out in the desert at 100 miles an hour, it just, the dynamics of a truck that weighs 500 pounds less is really a noticeable thing.
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk about some of the cool features of the all-new Raptor, including an all-new terrain management system. Tell us about that and more, Tony.
Yeah, so the terrain manager, the smart terrain management system is kind of, the next generation kind of technology methodology of controlling our transfer case, and always making sure that we're matching the driving dynamics to the environmental conditions, and really putting the all of that decision making in the cockpit, in the driver's control. And so we have drive modes now, which you know, has six drive modes. We have the normal street weather, mud and sand, Baja, and rock. So we give the opportunity for the customer really to control the capability of the truck like we never have before. We're pretty proud of this feature.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit about comfort. You guys have not neglected that. This vehicle has incredible off-road capability, but it's also very comfortable inside. Lots of cool features there as well.
Yeah, and again, right, that's from our brethren. We inherit a great truck, and then we take our own, you know, and we make it into what we believe is more of an off-road type of look and feel to the interior. But, you know, Bob, here's the thing, right? These trucks are such that, you know, I don't feel like I can, it's not unheard of to sell a truck to a guy who's not going to go off road and he's going to take his wife out to dinner in the truck. It's a beautiful truck inside. These things have evolved into luxury vehicles inside almost, you know, depending on the trim series. So yeah, there's a lot of neat color material and, technology. We have, obviously, Sync Gen 3 will be in the vehicle when it launches, which is the next generation Sync. We will have, you know, all of the different kind of corporate technologies that we've developed are always going to be present in the truck. Really great, you know, center screen, lots of color in the center screen, cameras front and rear, you know, lots of cool features in the cluster. It's just a, you know, every time, you know, I sit in the truck, it's, you kind of look at it, and it's becoming more of a cockpit, and I feel more like, you know, it's you know, like the driver's becoming more of a real pilot. There's a lot of coolness to the interior of this Raptor.
And, of course, when we look at the off-road capability, you guys have really gone to town and upgraded the shocks and many other areas of the vehicle. Give us an idea of some of those major upgrades for this all-new Raptor.
Yeah, again, so we've gone with larger shocks from Fox Racing, and they're our partners, and they're a fantastic supplier, and that ultimately is a key in enabling greater capability. So our travel we're increasing from the last generation. From the last generation truck, we now have a true dual exhaust. A truck with this EcoBoost. We've gotten the next generation BF Goodrich KO2s on the truck. There's a lot here, Bob. We're really kind of coming to the table with a pretty fantastic truck. We're very confident that we're going to be there with a pretty amazing product. And again, this Raptor is part of the larger, you know, F-Series family within Ford, and it absolutely follows our DNA of being tough, of being smart, and of being capable. Because ultimately, that's what matters to the customer, right? And I walk in every day, I walk into my job every day, and I think about what the customer is going to do with this truck. And that's why the last generation Raptor was, you know, built on sales, and it increased sales, and you know, we were very happy with how it performed out, and we got a lot of real kudos for the truck. This thing's gonna be we're just kind of going to the next level with this truck.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being with us for a visit here today. Tony, we'll get you closer to launch back for a longer visit, but great job, and what amazing technology, and what a great-looking vehicle. The all-new 2015 Raptor from Ford. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone. InvestYourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, and I guarantee you this is the only newsletter that provides the truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at investyourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to investyourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. We're having a little bit of a technical problem with our computer system, but pay that no mind. We're having lots of fun here. Just want to wrap up with our very special guest, Tony Greco, who is from Ford's Performance Division. He is a program manager on the all-new, just introduced at the Detroit North American International Auto Show, the 2015 Ford Raptor. And a number of folks have called in and emailed, and Tony, you may not be able to tell this, but the prevailing question is, when will this be available for order? When will it actually go on sale? When will it be able to be checked out at a local Ford dealership?
We are targeting the end of 2016, so the fourth quarter of 2016, and it will be launched as a 2017 model year.
Very cool. Well, again, thank you so much for your time here today, and we'll get you back for an even a longer segment so we can dive deep into further nuances of this incredible vehicle. And you got to love the look, too. Everybody check out the look of this 2000, this all-new Raptor that's upcoming. I started to say 2015, but it would be a 2017 Raptor. And you guys have done just a wonderful job, and we so appreciate your time here today.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bob, and thanks for having me on. And, I appreciate the enthusiasm around the truck. We have a lot of passion for it ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. The Ford Raptor, there's a potential future collectible. And speaking of collectibles, we now move to John Crayman from the Mecum Auction Company. He's also a commentator on the NBC Sports Network. Anytime you tune in, the Mecum Auctions live on the NBC Sports Network, the TV network, you'll hear John making his outstanding commentary and doing just an incredible job. And John is with us today to tell us all about an upcoming auction. It's called the Rogers Classic Car Museum Auction. It's coming up in Las Vegas, Nevada on February 27th and 28th. And we welcome the man himself, John Crayman, to Auto World. John, how are you doing?
Hey, doing very good, Bob, and very much looking forward to the sale of the Rogers Classic Museum Collection. About 230 cars, all selling at no reserve out of this great collection, spanning literally 100 full years of automotive history. The oldest car is the car regarded as the one that put America on wheels, a 1915 Ford Model T, and all the way up to couple-year-old Rolls Royces and some Fiskers and even Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. But the bulk of the inventory, very heavy on 1940s and 1950s cars, including some of the more unusual cars that we may not typically get a chance to see. So really looking forward to being a part of that one.
John, explain to our listeners joining us around the country, around North America, around the world, as to what you mean. There are some folks out there that may not be familiar with some of the auction terminology. When you say a vehicle is selling at no reserve, what does that translate to?
Well, you know, Mecum, of course, as the world's largest collector auction car company handling 15,000 vehicles per year at a variety of auctions across the country, allows sellers, consigners, to place a reserve or protected price on their vehicle. And if it doesn't hit that number, they're under no obligation to sell the car. The agreement that we have handling the sale for the Rogers Classic Car Museum auction in late February is that all 230 vehicles are selling at no reserve. In other words, the high bid is going to take the vehicle home to the new owner. As a real bonus for everybody, the sale proceeds for this auction goes to the Rogers Foundation. Jim Rogers passed away in the past year, very well-known personality and character, philanthropist, entrepreneur in the southwest part of the country, is one of the top 10 donors of all time to education, knocking on the door of $300 million. Him and his wife, Beverly, have donated, and this is going to, all of the proceeds of the sales of these cars are going to go right to that foundation. So needless to say, Mecum Auction is very gratified to be a very, very big part of putting this auction together for them.
What great news that is. Let's talk about some of the star cars, some of the featured lots. As you previewed, there's a lot of vehicles from the 50s and a lot of vehicles that are unusual and limited in production. And I'll start with a vehicle. It's lot S-127. This is a very unusual vehicle. It's a 1956 dual-gear convertible. I know a collector in Connecticut who at one time had a number of these and sold them, you know, for a fraction of what they're worth today. But this particular vehicle, a red convertible, is only one of 117 produced. And the dual gear story in itself is a very interesting one. John, tell us a little bit about the lineage of this vehicle.
Yeah, the collaboration of Italy and the United States gained this car, which was uber expensive for the time period, and it was really a darling. It was a favorite of what was the burgeoning jet setter from the 1950s. Many celebrities and top business executives clamored to try to obtain these cars. And, they kind of lost a bit of favor as that kind of space age radical show car styling that we now look so fondly at back in the 1950s kind of fell out of favor. The 1960s and 70s have come back with a vengeance. And that car, Bob, probably is getting more buzz and more speculation and more interested bidders than any of the other cars in the collection, of which there are many other, obviously, that are very notable as well.
It is such a beautiful vehicle, and everybody should check it out. You can go to Mecum.com and see pictures of these vehicles and read the descriptions and get all the nuances. Let's talk about a Cadillac from 1953. It's lot S125. It's an Eldorado convertible packing a V8 engine, 331 cubic inches, 210 horsepower, but pretty rare in production, only one of 532 produced.
You know, Bob, I'm really glad you brought that car up. Here's why. As we all know, the 1950s really were the decade of tremendous growth in automobiles. Horsepower, styling, colors, everything post-World War II kind of took up the space age or the atomic era theme. And a lot of automotive historians really consider the 1953 General Motors Motorama show car styling that was sweeping the nation. In fact, they had those Motorama car shows showcasing the best of what General Motors had to offer all through the 1950s. But it really started in 1953 with four cars that came right out of that car show. The 53 Eldorado convertible that you mentioned, Oldsmobile had a Fiesta convertible, Buick had a Skylark convertible, and of course the debut of the 1953 Corvette, the very, very first year of which only 300 were built. Good news is for collectors around the world, the Rogers Group has one of each of these cars. All four of the models I mentioned are represented for sale, really kind of with the Eldorado you mentioned leading the way. So that's another what we would call a headliner or a main attraction, just dipping our toe in the water of all that this auction has to offer.
Absolutely incredible. And again, offered for no reserve. The auction is coming up February 27th and 28th. 230 vehicles at the Rogers Classic Car Museum in Las Vegas, Nevada. John Craneman is with us from Mecum and the NBC Sports Television Network. And he's telling us all about some of the star cars, some of the main attractions. Let's shine a spotlight on lot S120. This is a 1962 Rolls-Royce Mulliner drophead coupe. And they still use a lot of this terminology even today. I mean, today there is a new brand new drophead coupe that you can purchase for 2015. But going back to 62, this vehicle speaks and looks Rolls. There's no question about it. And one of only 75 produced.
Yeah, Bob, there's about a baker's dozen or so of Rolls-Royces from a variety of generations that will be for sale at this auction. But certainly that 62 Rolls drop head that you mentioned, it definitely leads the pack on the buzz and the value. Drop head, of course, meaning that it's a convertible that the top obviously goes down. I think a lot of people recognize Rolls-Royce probably from the 50s and the 1960s as maybe being sort of at the pinnacle of the launch of the reputation, at least here in the United States.
So true, John. Hold that thought. We'll come back on the other side and talk lots more about it. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Law. Don't go away.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes manuals online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes manual online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-582-7585. 800-582-7585.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
It's coming up just around the bend. It's coming up February 27th and 28th in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the Rogers Classic Car Museum Auction. No reserve, and it's all to benefit the Rogers Foundation. 230 vehicles going over the block. And joining us live is from Mecum Auction Company, John Kramen. Also, you can hear John as he gives his expert commentary on the NBC Sports television network on all the great broadcasts throughout the year. And we always enjoy sharing the microphone with John. Before that hard network break, we were talking about a Rolls-Royce going over the block, a 1962 Rolls-Royce Mulliner Drophead Coupe, a convertible, as John pointed out, only one of 75 produced. And this vehicle just looks so elegant. I mean, it's painted in what appears to be kind of a gold color. And, boy, when you think about Rolls-Royce, you could easily put a picture of this vehicle in the dictionary next to the term Rolls-Royce.
I think you exactly said it, Bob. That's exactly the case. It really represents what most of us as baby boomers growing up in the 1950s and 1960s, when we sort of visualize Rolls-Royce, this particular 62 Rolls, you're right. It's everything what we thought of as Rolls-Royce as perhaps being the ultimate car, certainly the ultimate luxury car.
So true. Many of our younger listeners will be surprised about this next offering. A lot of folks don't realize that years ago, some of the automakers made some very large engines, V12 and V16 engines. And here's an example of one of those. It's lot S75, a 1939 Cadillac V16 Imperial Touring Sedan. The V16 was 431 cubic inches in displacement, so it wasn't a gigantic V16, but here's the caveat. Only one of 136 produced. Talk about a rarity, John.
Well, and you hit another. You're picking all the winners here that are really that. You know, there's going to be a lot of cars are going to sell in the $10,000 to $25,000 price range. But everything that we've talked about so far are six figure plus cars all day long. The Cadillac with the V16. Wasn't as much a model of performance for that era, but as a more of a model of sophistication and smoothness. This was an era before we had, you know, our great highway system. So cars weren't traveling necessarily over real long distances or at particularly high speeds like we do today. So in the luxury car market, all the manufacturers were looking for smoothness, a lot of inline, straight, six-cylinder and eight-cylinder engines with very low idles, a lot of low-end torque, and very smooth and quiet operation. And Cadillac really set the bar with that V16. And you're right, this 39 Cadillac Imperial Touring Sedan, that's another one of the heavy hitters at this auction.
No question about it. Again, for some of our listeners who may not be familiar, if you've never been to a major auction like a Mecum auction, you must do so. You got to put it on your automotive bucket list. And this is the kind of thing that you think you're going to go once, but once you go to a Mecum auction, you're going to be traveling around the country and checking out all the auctions. It's so much fun. The pace is remarkable. And as I always say, the one thing that I really applaud everybody at Mecum with is the fact that you can go there with $5,000, $10,000 in your pocket and get a vehicle. And you can't do that at a lot of the other auction companies. I mean, there's something for everybody. The variety is just remarkable. This, of course, is a very special auction in Las Vegas, the Rogers Classic Car Museum Auction. And another thing we should educate folks about is how to bid. Of course, you can bid in person, and you can go to Mecum.com and fill out the bidder registration form. But there's also a couple of additional ways to bid. There's such a thing as an absentee bidder, and there's such a thing as an Internet bidder. So somebody could be watching it on the live stream and bidding from someplace in North America or someplace in the world.
Bob, it's real important, and this comes right from our visionary, our founder, our president, Dana Mecum. He wants to be able to have access to the inventory at any of the Mecum auctions, even for those people that are not able to attend in person. It might be surprising to note that the most active part of our absentee bidding protocol, whether it be Internet, a proxy bid where somebody just sends in paperwork that states the maximum amount that they will bid on a car and the auctioneer will actually bid on behalf of them, but it's the actual telephone bidding pool. It's my understanding there will be six full-time telephone bidders at the Rogers Museum auction, and I've got a feeling those guys are going to be spending all their time on the telephone, real time, talking to actual buyers and advancing those bids. While this auction will not be live telecast on NBCSN, as many of our other auctions are, however, it will be webcast for free at Mecum.com, and anybody that's interested, whether they're going to want to be a buyer or not, it doesn't matter, can log in at Mecum.com and monitor it and follow the action right at the comfort of their own home. And I'm sure that you've got a little bit of time doing that yourself.
Yeah, I absolutely love watching. There's no question. Let's talk about some of the other star vehicles. You've got the gamut here. Everything from Lot S1, which is a 1948 Willys military Jeep. Many folks will be surprised to learn that Willys was the original manufacturer of the Jeep. 134 cubic inches, 63 horsepower, 3-speed manual transmission. Looks like it stepped right out of World War II.
Yeah, and that's, you know, Jim Rogers really wanted to put his collection together and really represent a lot of significant vehicles, certainly military vehicles, resonate with everybody. And that Little Willie's is a great example that there are, there's a couple of fire trucks, there's some wood, you know, some, you know, a Mercury and a Ford Woody wagon. Everything just really representing so much of what was happening slightly before pre-war and slightly after pre-war. Might be a surprise to a lot of the normal Mecum fans that were really well known for Corvettes and muscle cars as sort of being the cornerstone of what we're all about. There are a few of those cars here, but Jim really wanted to operate outside the box and hit on some of the cars that most collectors typically didn't have. And that's what's making this particular collection, if you look at it as a collection, it's a little bit off the norm, and I think that's why we're getting so much interest in it. A lot of these cars and vehicles in general, we've got this auction, you just don't see them at auction.
So true. Well, here's an example of one. I remember my dad telling me about this brand, but, you know, do you see it very often? No, you do not, but you will see it at this auction in Las Vegas. It's a 1926 Hupmobile limousine. You don't see those too often, John.
No, and that's a really good example of sort of the eclectic mix of everything. I said at the top of the show that this auction is going to span 100 years of automotive history, and it really represents a couple of eras that most collectors don't really spend a lot of time at, and that's in the 1920s and the 1930s. A lot of these brands, such as the Hupmobile that you mentioned, have been forgotten or have maybe not ever been, people just aren't aware of that, keeping in mind that this was the explosion, the invention, the refinement of the internal combustion engine in the early part of last century just caused automobile manufacturers to come out of the woodwork, and very, very few of those companies survive today, but Rogers did a really good job of sort of chronicling and honoring that very important era.
Another one of the manufacturers short-lived, a 1922 Overland Roadster with running boards and wooden wheels. Again, a tremendous example of a vehicle that you don't see very often at auction. You don't see very often, period.
No, and that particular car that you mentioned, that 22 Overland, gorgeous in the most desirable body style you could get for a car of the era, the Roadster with the top that comes down. That happens to be the second oldest car of this 230 vehicle group of cars at the Rogers auction.
Let's move up to the late 40s. Here's lot S7, a 49 Oldsmobile Future Ramek 98 Club Coupe. This vehicle, definitely you begin to see the influence of aerodynamics in this vehicle, 303 cubic inches, and an automatic transmission. Oldsmobile was a pioneer in automatic transmissions, and this is painted red and quite a great example.
Well, Bob, I'm really glad you brought that car up because that was the first year of what is regarded as one of the modern V8s. Prior to the late 1940s, most of the production engines were of relatively antiquated design. And, of course, during the shutdown of production during the World War II time period, not a lot of engineering work went into passenger cars. That didn't start till after the war happened. But it all came to fruition for Olsen 49 with the debut of their modern at the time, high compression, overhead valve, lightweight, very smooth and powerful V8 engine. There's actually a couple of 49 Oldsmobiles at that auction. You mentioned the Futurama 98 Coupe in red, and there's also a Holiday Coupe, a little bit more of a traditional roofline in white, that's also selling at no reserve at this auction.
It's a remarkable collection. The Rogers Classic Car Museum auction coming up February 27th and 28th in Las Vegas. Visit Mecum.com for more information. John Freeman, thank you so much. We'll visit with you real soon.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.